Well, military commanders from across West Africa have gathered in Mali's capital, Bamako, to discuss plans for an immediate deployment of troops to dislodge Islamist extremists occupying the country's north. The Nigerian Army Major General is Sehu Abdul Kadir.
Planning, a lot of thinking, because a lot of logistics is required. And unless and until the planning is done properly, the mission may fail, the operation may fail. And we don't want to fail in this case.
French President François Hollande said in Dubai on Tuesday that the Al-Qaeda-linked rebels would be destroyed.
The goals are the following. Firstly, to stop terrorist aggression, which we'll do by gaining control of the country. The second goal is to secure Bamako, where I'll remind you we have several thousand French nationals. The third goal is to allow Mali to recover its territorial integrity, and that mission has been given to an African force that will have our support and will soon be on the ground to achieve this task.
France launched an attack on Mali's rebels last week after the insurgents began advancing south. The U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said on Tuesday that the United States would not put any American troops on the ground in Mali. France is tripling the number of troops deployed to Mali to 2,500. Despite facing increasing pressure, Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents grabbed more territory in Mali on Monday. Meanwhile, foreign ambassadors of the U.S., Russia, Britain and China have held talks in Algeria over the Mali situation.